You have the prisoner? Good. Bring her in. There she is. You securely bound her, I presume. Perfect. Leash her to the chair across me and leave us. Are you having a good evening? No? Yeah, I guess it's not every day you find yourself captured by a band of unruly and bloodthirsty pirates, is it, princess? That is what you're normally called, isn't it? Princess? Or is it your highness? I apologize. I've never been in the company of royalty. Of course, I did rob a royal banquet once, but the only people who saw me were the castle guards. Anyways, that's besides the point. Were my crew rough with you? I told them to be gentle. You're the most valuable piece of booty we've had on the ship in a long time. Of course, if they did get a little handsy with you, it would be hard to blame them. You look stunning. Oh, getting red already. Just you wait, princess. So, now on to why you're here, since I'm sure you're wondering. As you probably guessed, we're gonna ransom you. Don't worry, princess. I'm sure the crown has more than enough to pay up. Of course, just because we're gonna give you away doesn't mean that we can't have some fun with you first. Shh, it's okay, princess. Don't strain too much against the ropes. We don't want you hurting yourself. That does remind me, though. Just as I thought. The rope work is sloppy. You'd think sailors would be able to tie better knots. Well, you know what they say. If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Right. Yes. That's better. If I had left you like that, you probably would have been able to wriggle out in a few hours. We can't have that, can we? Now, where were we? Oh, right. Why you're here. I was hoping we'd at least be able to get some information out of you before we send you back to your royal family. Oh, don't worry, it's not royal secrets. We're just humble pirates. We're hardly interested in politics. No, I'm more interested in your personal life. For example, have you ever made love before? Oh, look at how red you're getting again. Was that question too personal? I was only asking because you royal types seem so prim and proper. You have arranged marriages with rival houses. You hardly ever seem to leave your castles. I was wondering if a girl your age ever explores her body. I'm not gonna answer, huh? How about I tell you a bit about myself? You're gonna have to listen either way. It's not like you can go anywhere. You see, princess, I didn't get to be born in a castle like you. I didn't have servants waiting on me hand and foot, guards outside my bedchamber. I was born to a beggar woman and sold into a life of slavery to pirates. It wasn't until years later that I managed to escape a rival pirate crew and work my way all the way up to where I am now. It wasn't easy. I've been enslaved, beaten, tortured, and raped. Yet I survived, and I've done so by killing men who've crossed me and plundering whatever I can. I have my own ship now, and my own crew who would lick my boots if asked. Ask yourself how a woman gets to captain her own ship. Imagine what that woman has been through. And then look at you, a princess. A beautiful girl, born into a life of absolute luxury. You've probably never had to lift a finger in your life. What a life to lead. Well, now you're mine, bound hand and foot. Do you think I should give you mercy, princess? Should I return you to your footmen unharmed? What would you do in my position? What was that? You'd never do such a thing as vile, as kidnapping? You think you have any place to judge me? That ought to put you in your place. What's wrong? Never been struck before? You poor thing. Would you like me to kiss in and make it all better? How dare you spit at me, you little brat? Is this how they taught you to behave in your little castle? That's it. Open your mouth. I said open up, princess. That's right. There's a good girl. Now, let me just... There we go. A wad of cloth jammed in your mouth to shut you up. I'll just tie another one around your lips for good measure. There we are, properly gagged. Now you can only moan. Of course, that is going to make interrogating you difficult. But I suppose yes or no question should suffice. Now, where were we? Oh yeah, have you ever made love before? Answer the question. You're shaking your head? I figured as much. You royals are so prudish. I've had many lovers in these very quarters. Rugged sailors, cunning merchants, even the odd damsel or two. Oh, look at you, blushing again. So you'd never taken a lover, saving yourself for the royal marriage? It sure would be a shame if someone defiled you here and now, wouldn't it? Oh, relax. I'm only toying with you. Then again, you may enjoy it. Someone as innocent as you. Or could you be lying? A pretty girl, all that power. You probably have dozens of servants, correct? What would happen if one of them, say, if you propositioned them? Would they even be able to deny you? You'd be able to do whatever you wanted with your guards or your chambermaids, and I'm sure your parents would be none the wiser. No, that thought never crossed your mind. It would have crossed mine. So, you've never taken a lover? Never even pleasured yourself? Oh, now I know you're lying, princess. It's all right. No need to get defiant. Nothing leaves this chamber. You know, I had a girl in here, sitting exactly where you are. She was a stowaway. We found her in the cargo crates. She had that same defiant look on her face when we dragged her in here. We tied her up exactly like you, only she was completely naked. It took some coaxing, but eventually she was relieved. She was a runaway from some slavers. She was willing to pleasure everyone on deck in order to prevent walking the plank. What would you do, I wonder? Have I teased you enough, princess? I think we both know what I'm getting at. You're shaking your head again. Are you saying you don't know what I'm getting at? Or that you don't like the implication of it. I can't understand you when you're gagged, princess. Oh, don't you roll your eyes at me. I could let my crew have their way with you. There's not a thing you could do about it. Does that thought frighten you? And does it arouse you? Oh, he's shaking your damn head. You're not very fun to toy with, you know that? What if I just... You like that? My hand groping your breasts? You lurch back. Does that mean you don't like it? You're still shaking your head, but it's slower this time. You seem uncertain. Have you really never taken a lover before? No. You're really not mine? I really thought you were. Well, what if I reach my other hand a little lower? Was that a moan? Did you just moan through your gag? Oh my god, you did. You're enjoying this, aren't you? It's okay. You don't have to lie. Again, nothing leaves this chamber. If you're not enjoying it, I can always stop. You're shaking your head again. Does that mean stop, or... It doesn't mean stop. I knew it. I knew the princess was a little slut. The way you glared at me when you were first shagged in. You were hiding something, weren't you? I bet you wanted me to dominate you. I even bet you enjoyed it when my men were capturing you. And the thrill of it was probably lingering in the back of your mind. You're not shaking your head anymore. What if I pressed my fingers against you a little more forcefully? Like so. And there it is. Little moans of pleasure. That's what I've been waiting for. You know, that cloth I stuffed in your mouth, I use that to clean up after my interrogations. Does it taste good? And that's right, little princess. Just enjoy the feeling of my touch on your body. No need to think. Do you feel my hands digging in your dress? Of course you do. I'll tell you what. Let's get you out of these ropes and out of these clothes. Does that sound good to you? Just nod for a yes. That's good, princess. Let me remove your gag here. At least tell me you've kissed someone before. No, seriously. It seems like you have a lot to learn, princess. Barton. Untie the prisoner and take her to my bedchambers. And be gentle with her. We don't want the merchandise damaged.